This has been a brief explanation of 1. The ground, the two truths, conventional and ultimate. 2. The paths built on that ground, motivation and wisdom. 3. The fruits of the paths, the form bodies and the truth body of a Buddha. It is helpful to have this overview of the structure of practice, but you need to remember that realization is generated through many causes and conditions: proper understanding, accumulation of merit, and overcoming of obstructions. If you have not first accumulated merit and purified ill deeds, it is difficult to gain realization just from trying to meditate. Therefore, it is important to work through each of the prerequisites. Engagement in the prerequisites is not just a matter of filling some sort of count, or even of completing retreat for 3 years and 3 phases of the moon, as some might imagine from the fact that many retreats take this long, or for any other period of time. Instead, you must accumulate merit and purify obstructions until certain realizations are generated. You may spend your entire lifetime doing so, with the goal of improving future lives. Sometimes, because of a lack of knowledge, people who perform long retreats end up with considerable pride about the mere fact that they finished the retreat. The increase in pride yields an increase in anger, jealousy, and competitiveness. The same can happen with mere book knowledge of doctrine. It is not easy. Afflictive emotions are tricky. Practice is not something you do for a couple of weeks or a couple of years. It takes place over many lifetimes for eons and eons. As we have seen, some texts say enlightenment is achieved after accumulating the collections of merit and wisdom for 3 periods of countless great eons. If you consider this statement properly, it can encourage you to adopt a patient, persistent attitude through difficult circumstances. If learning this saddens you, this could be due to your desire to achieve Buddhahood swiftly out of your great concern for others. But it could also be a sign of insufficient courage. Enlightenment cannot be attained without working hard at it. To believe otherwise means you are harboring some form of selfishness. This is the entire process of the path. Even though Tibetans might not have wealth that can be kept in a wallet, they have this wealth that is kept in the mind. The stated good intentions of the various religions are not sufficient. We must implement them in daily life, in society. Then we can know the real value of their teachings. If a Buddhist, for instance, meditates in a temple, but outside the temple does not enact those contemplative ideals, that is not good. We must practice in daily life. The real value of practice is seen when we face a difficult period. When we are happy and everything goes smoothly, then practice seems not so urgent. But when we face unavoidable problems, such as sickness, old age, death, or other desperate situations, it becomes crucial to control your anger, to control your emotional feelings, and to use your good human mind to determine how to face that problem with patience and calm. If we practice this way, our first hope is that we may overcome the problem. But if not, at least the problem cannot disturb your mental peace. That is good, isn't it? you're facing the situation and retaining your peace of mind without taking drugs or trying to pull your thoughts away from it. That is why we take such great interest in our weekends and vacations. 5 days a week, you are very busy, working hard to make money. Then on the weekend, you go to some remote place with that money and have a nice time. But this means that you are trying to take your mind off your problem. However, the problem is still there. On the other hand, if you have a good mental attitude, it is not necessary to divert yourself. When you can face the situation and analyze the problem, then, like a big piece of ice in the water, it will gradually melt away. If you practice sincerely, you will experience its real value. According to Buddha's own word, his teaching will last here for 5,000 years. At the end of that 5,000 years, it will finally be destroyed by someone who is a reincarnation of Buddha himself. Since when that day comes, there will be no further value in the teaching. However, there are a billion world systems like ours, with limitless billions of those. In some of them, the teaching is newly being introduced. In some, it is waning. The teaching continually remains somewhere at all times. The Buddhas never disappear, and the teaching never vanishes.